Okay, it's 9:09. I think, Greg, I'm absolutely a little bit nervous. Yeah, see how nervous I am? Now, when was the last time you saw me nervous here?
It's been a while, Bob.
Yeah. On the line, a true icon, Coach Dick Vermeil. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning. How are you guys?
All right. Looking forward to this. I just want to take a moment to say I've never had the pleasure of meeting you, but I have been a Dick Vermeil fan since you came on my personal scene at UCLA. A couple of years you coached at UCLA.
Well, I mean, thank you. Appreciate that.
You brought a charisma to West Coast football at UCLA unlike anything I'd ever seen. I actually became a Bruin fan, even though I lived here in New Jersey all my life. And I was a lifelong Giant fan when it came to pro football. I mean, lifelong. And then you came to the Philadelphia Eagles, and I became an Eagle fan. So I'm just one guy that that wanted you to know that I'm well familiar with you, familiar with your career, and kind of as a football fan, I'm not ashamed to say, kind of always idolized you. So,
well, I'm not sure I'm deserving of that, but I appreciate your enthusiasm and your loyalty.
Well, I'm sure a lot of people feel that way about you. You had an amazing career in football and won your Super Bowl, oddly enough to me, with the St. Louis Rams. But of course, to me, you're Coach Dick Vermeil, the Philadelphia Eagles, and always will be. But that life goes on after football, right?
No question.
All right.
Yep, no question. In fact, it just won't stop.
All right. You're a football icon, but I think eventually you may be looked at as an icon in another field. And this actually goes back to your birth, and I'm talking about wine. Give us just a quick background on what wine has been in your life.
Well, Bob, Marianne, I was born in Calistoga, the north end of the Napa Valley, okay, a long time ago, and that's wine country. And I've been involved with friends that are in the wine business and have vineyards and all that for all my life. And many years ago, I started making about 100, 150 to 200 cases of Vermeil Cabernet every year as a hobby. And the little winery that was making it sold it as their wine, and what I wanted, I bought and gave to friends and that kind of thing. And then when I got out of coaching, some Vineland, New Jersey friends, John Scarpa, myself, Michael Aziz, and Carl Peterson, we took the hobby and turned it into a business, utilizing my friendships and connections in Calistoga, and turned it into a business. Now we make about 5,000 cases of wine a year.
I don't know what that means to me. In other words, I don't know, is that a lot? Does that make you a big?
No, it's really small. You know when you're talking, you know, when you're comparing them with the people that make hundreds of thousands of cases of wine, but we're small. You know, privately owned little business, and we have a tasting room in Calistoga right on Lincoln Avenue. Nice little sports memorabilia tasting room there. We're involved with the Freddie Annie Vineyard, 170-acre vineyard on the Silverado Trail as you leave Calistoga. I've been involved with that vineyard all my life, in that the lady that owns the vineyard was my babysitter when I was born. So I've known her all my life. Like I tease her kids. I say, I've known your mother longer than you do.
It says in your biography that you drank wine as a little kid, a family thing.
And, yeah, it's always part of our family. My grandfather Vermeil made the Vermeil family wines. Now, we didn't have a label on the bottle. You know, it was just, we had red wine, white wine. It was always part of a family discussion and celebration. And therefore, the deep and sincere interest.
All right. Our list of friends may be wondering, why do we have you on here today? And the answer is simple. You're going to be here in Ocean County this weekend.
Right.
I'm down here
with Spirits Unlimited Group, and, mm-hmm. and they're marketing our wines and distributing our wines down there through that region, and Manahawkin, and in Jackson, and Toms River, and, you know, and that kind of thing. And I'm excited about it because I'll meet a lot of nice wine fans, and I'll meet some real loyal Eagle fans as well.
All right, that's this Saturday and Sunday, 2 days. You're going to be making 5 stops throughout the county.
Right.
And it's an opportunity for our list of friends to meet you, and I am sure a lot of them would like to. We got a lot of Eagle fans, obviously, in our area with the proximity and everything. What is the label of your wine?
Vermeil Wines.
Vermeil Wines.
We use my name, as known and in football, for a marketing tool. but everybody else is deeply involved in it. My name's up in front of it. And I'll be at Spirits Unlimited on 495 Route 72 in Manahawkin from noon to 1 p.m. on Saturday. Then from 2 to 3, I'll be at Plaza Wine and Liquors at 260 North County Line Road in Jackson. Then 4 to 5:30, I'll be at Spirits Unlimited at the Crossroads Center in Toms River. Then Sunday, I'm staying over down there. And on Sunday, noon to 1, I'm at Monahan's, a liquor store, 1617 Route 37 East in Toms River. Then 1:30 to 3 p.m., I'm at Spirits Unlimited, 897 Fisher Road in Toms River. And I'll have a good time. I always meet a lot of Eagle friends, and every once in a while I meet people I've met years past and have nice visits.
All right, now look, listen, friends, Coach Vermeil's schedule for the weekend is on our website at WOBMAM.com. If you didn't get all of those, you mentioned one of the stops is at Spirits Unlimited, the Crossroads Center in Toms River. That is a big, new, beautiful store, a lot of folks would find that very, very convenient. So you will be autographing bottles of your award-winning wines, and you have won some awards, and people will be able to talk to you, meet you, and so forth. So it's a big deal. Big deal. We're not a backwoods place here by any means, you're running around the county here. We'll certainly create a stir. Are you familiar?
I'm looking forward to it, and we'll pour some good wine and sell some wine, and I'll get to know the people that represent the Vermeil products in each one of these places, and that's always a lot of fun.
Are you familiar with the area at all, or no?
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm going down to New Jersey the shore tonight for a game dinner, wine dinner there in Egg Harbor. It's an annual event that Michael Aziz puts on just for specific friends, and I'm looking forward to that.
Do you happen to know Joe Milza? Does that name anything to you?
No, it does not.
The Renault Winery down a little bit south of us. He's a local entrepreneur. Got into wine a while back and built himself quite a place. Thought you might know him. He was a one time. It kind of ill fated. He was a one time one of the owners of the Philadelphia Bell. Does that ring a bell?
Oh, I remember, sure. Yeah. I know the guy played quarterback on it. Of course, Vince Papale played on that team.
Yeah, and who was the quarterback?
Harry Wallace played on that team.
I'm a big fan. Doesn't even ring a bell with me. but anyway, listen, I have really enjoyed talking to you. And wish you a lot of luck. You say you're not a big winery, but again, and I know your career, I would say with your involvement, you may become a big winery.
Well, we just want to become a quality winery, not a big one.
There you go. Coach Dick Vermeil, been a real pleasure talking to you.
Thank you.
I hope you'll have
the opportunity to say hello.
I hope you'll have a good turnout, and I'm confident you will. And thanks for taking the time to spend here with us this morning.
Take care.
Okay. A true icon of the sport, and now into wines. So again, his schedule is on our website right now, WOBMAM.com. If you want to meet the coach and maybe get an autographed bottle of one of his fine wines, you'll be able to do that at any one of his five stops. All right, it's 9:17, Bob Marion in the morning, and we'll be back right after this.